K-POP Cafe, broadcasting from Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM. Good afternoon, guys. This is Jaden. TWICE is back with their song Knock Knock. On YouTube, they've got more than 5 million viewers just within a few hours of its release, so let's give it a try. Yesterday by Block B.
No, no, no. 것은 왜 어제랑 똑같은 거야? 일부러 실증 유발하는 거야? 끝장내고 싶은 거야 뭐야? I don't know why I love you. 심증뿐인 죽음은 본전도 못 건졌네. 넌 내 머리 위, 난 네 발 밑. 아쉬운 쪽이 손에 보고 싶어. 아닌 척했지만 눈에 보이지만 너만 아닌 girl. What did you do yesterday?
I have some movies to introduce to you. There are some popular ones that many people are watching in Korea, and one of them is The King. So far, more than 5 million people in Korea have seen The King in theaters, so I'm pretty sure there will be more people, even more people from now on, to watch the film. It is based on a story of people who try to gain political or government power for their own success, and because of that, the headline for this movie is Who is the King of the Republic of Korea? This movie seems to be popular not only because of its interesting plot, nor the amazing cast, including actors like Cho In-sung, Jung Woo-sung, and Lee Jun-yeol, but the popularity seems to come from the current political issues that are happening in Korean society right now. So it looks like a lot of audiences in Korea are interested in watching this film so that they can actually sort of reflect on what is happening over there. There are scenes where they dance to Nan by Kloon and On the Bus by Zaza. This one you're listening is Nan by Kloon.
Don't you know? 따라.
언더버스 바이 자자.
With the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe, hosted by me, Jaden, broadcasting from Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM. With Coffee by Brown Eyes. 좋아 by Jay Park.
Another movie to introduce to you is Confidential Assignment, which got more than 7 million people to watch in theaters so far. It's about the cooperation between the South Korean police force and North Korean police force to arrest the North Korean criminal organization that has escaped the South. It's an action film starring Hyunbin, Yuejin, and Yuna from Girls' Generation. Please watch this film, Confidential Assignment. Complex by Giant T and G-Dragon.
살이 좀 쪘으면 좋겠어 넌 내 말은 몸을 좋아하지만 안아줄 때 같이 잘 때 너 팔 베개 깔아줄 때 너의 목 건강을 위해 내 키가 좀만 컸으면 좋겠어 네가 만나던 키 큰 애들보다 그리고 손도 조금만 더 컸음에 어 근데 그건 더 안 커도 될 것 같아
넌 빡세 하루하루
개인정보 지금 난 가수 엄마 노래는
어떻게
해야 돼 니네 안 살아봤으면 말을 말어
왜 일이 많어
전화 좀 그만했으면 좋겠어 특히 너네 양화대 교지 나갈 때 그래 그래 그 노래 좋아해 근데 그 다리가 뭔 상관인데 My complex yeah. 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 My complex yeah. Yeah.
내가 아이돌이었으면 좋겠어. 춤 잘 추고 잘생긴 놈. 사랑 노래만 쓰면 되니까. 노래 못하면 벗으면 되니까. Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, like yeah, 사랑해 우측에서 oh yeah, oh yeah. 이러면 되니까
서라 영어 컴플렉스 가서 미안 그 자꾸만 해도 괜찮아 뭐는 니까 오히려 난 말이야 if I was auntie 노래는 나는 내 얼굴은 잘 모르니까 주디라 한번 don't fame 여자 그래 솔직히 다 재수 없어 그래다고 재수 없어 나처럼 살아봐 think you can walk in my shoes look at me now 내가 네 컴플렉스 다 임마 complexes, but you can't bet me. 99 complexes, but you can't bet me. Complex, 문제 삼은 문제가 돼. I got a complex, it has to me.
A complex, yeah.
Makeup by Giant T.
Oh, Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Besides The King and Confidential Assignment, I have more movies to introduce today. First one is New Trial, starring Jung-woo and Kang Hanul. It's rather a bit serious movie compared to the other two, but based on the true murder case that took place in Iksan, Korea in 2000. It's a case where a taxi driver got murdered and this teenage boy falsely got sentenced to 10 years in prison. The true story has been cinematized now. The movie focuses on the lawyer named Junyoung trying to help out the teenage boy who has just got out of the prison to prove himself innocent and find the truth. The other movie is Fabricated City. But first, before I begin talking about Fabricated City, let's listen to the song from that movie. It is Loves Me Not by Hong Jin-young. The second movie is Fabricated City, starring the popular actor Ji Chang-wook. Ji Chang-wook acts as a guy who gets accused of raping and murdering someone when he is not the actual criminal. It's a huge budget film, and apparently, after they finished filming it, they spent 1 year on the editing process. So it seems like a lot of fans, including myself, are pretty excited to see the amazing quality of the completed version of the film. It is also a meaningful film, especially for those of the movie fans who like the director Park Kwang-hyun. And director Park is finally back with his new movie after 12 years. He's a director who made the great hit Welcome to Dongmakgol back in 2005, getting more than 8 million audiences in Korea. Talking a little bit about Welcome to Dongmakgol, in fact, it is one of the most successful movies that is about Korean War following Taegeuk-gi. If I were to pick a really famous scene from that movie, I would pick the popcorn scene. The popcorn scene is the scene where the soldiers accidentally take the pin off a hand grenade and throw it into the village's corn warehouse. Then the explosion blows off all the corns inside, and those corns become popcorns in the air. I think that's one of the most famous scenes from the movie. Anyway, back to Fabricated City. It will be released in theaters in Vancouver on the 24th of this month, which is tomorrow, in fact. So please go to the theater and find out how amazing the movie is. I will play you the original soundtrack from Welcome to Dongmakgol, which was composed by famous Japanese pianist Hisai Shijo, A Waltz of Slay.
Tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for the Community Living Show. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe, hosted by me, Jaden, broadcasting from Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM. 나 언젠가 감이 되어도 영영 닿을 수 없는 사이 되어도 잊어버리지 마 잊어버리지 마 잃어버리지 마 혹시나 다른 사람의 손 잡고 있어도 영영 닿을 수 없는 곳에 있어도 That was Don't Forget by Crush, featured by Taeyeon from Girls' Generation. I'll play you another song by Crush. It is Beautiful by Crush.
Beautiful life 내게 기댈 수가 있게 상황 속에 내가 살지 않도록 It's beautiful life
I have an amazing announcement for you guys about an upcoming concert. DJ DOC is coming to Vancouver for their concert here, and if there's anybody who does not know who DJ DOC is, it is one of the most popular hip-hop groups from Korea, consisted of three members, which are Lee Han-eul, the leader, Kim Chang-ryul, and Jung Jae-yong. They have been active since their debut back in 1984. The name of their Vancouver concert is a Springfield Day Concert. It will be held at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street on Friday, March 3rd, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. If you're interested in DJ DOC, please go have fun at their concert. To better introduce the group to you, I thought it'd be a good idea to play out one of their representative songs. It is Dance with DOC by DJ DOC.
Uno, dos, one, two, three.
Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Alright, K-pop Cafers, these are all I prepared for you guys today. I hope you'll make some time to go to theater to watch the film I introduced, and I myself will too. Tonight, I think I'm going to watch Welcome to Dongmakgot again, because while I was explaining that movie to you guys, it just brought all the good memories of it, so I think I'm going to rewatch it tonight. Thank you guys so much for listening to K-pop Cafe episode today, and have a great day.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places, grand or just in style, and even Mr. Clooney's smile There's something she don't see. My baby don't care. Who knows it? My baby just cares for me. All right, boys, stir it up now. Are we ready? It's something she don't see. It's something she can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. She ain't scared to show it. She don't care who knows it. My baby just can't fly. She just says her prayers. My baby just cares for me. Only cares for me. She only loves me.